Hey, Anchor FM, you already know, dude. So here's the thing again. We're inside, dude. My dad's still fucking trying to play this game back and forth. Like, he's only going to record me saying certain things to try to set me up to be the leader of this fucking thing that I took down and took out and everything. And, like, after I did, then the motherfucking main fucking dude fucking comes up here with his fucking girl to give the money to my motherfucking mom and shit. Literally to give money to my mom. I heard his shit, dude. Because I was literally at the motel. And I saw them passing, and my mom's car was following Beth and fucking one of my other girls, dude, my wife, you know, and one of my other girls and shit. And her fucking car was always passing and shit, dude. This ain't slander. This is telling them the truth, yo. I record too, but the real shit, and I don't cut out shit like the fuck you think you're gonna do, bitch. He's a fucking scumbag, man. That's why he's gonna die. This motherfucker gonna die, dude. I don't give a fuck, man. In prison, so is a bitch, dude. They're not gonna win on this. How'd I know you guys were doing this? I already knew, man. These guys are fucking weak, dude. They're the most weakest fucking people. They fucking, what else did they do? They tried to get my fucking PO over here the other day and shit. And fucking set me up and shit. Like, search him. And she tried to take me over to the grocery store. And then fucking said, come over now. That's what she tried to tell. You know what I mean? And fucking, they searched my room and found a little bit of weed and shit. And supposedly I have a fucking warrant or something. Who fucking cares, dude? You think I give a fuck? It's fucking weed, dude. You want to fucking go against me, motherfucking township? Fuck no, you don't. Because I'll bury fucking every one of your motherfucking officials. They're fucking stealing and fucking involved in this shit. I the fuck promise you that. Involved in what? The sex trafficking shit that I fucking am taking down and taking the fuck out. I promise the fuck you that. Don't fucking start with me. I fucking promise you. Get the fuck here like I fucking asked and did a fucking report and reported that to the fucking feds and the FBI 3 fucking times now. Get this fucking bitch out of this house. Get this fucking bitch motherfucker that tried to make me go down to the Fort Wayne fucking Outlaw Clubhouse and fucking patch in out of this fucking house because I never fucking will. Get him the fuck out of here and everybody else the fuck involved, dude. This has been ongoing for fucking years, dude. He wanted me to go down there to have me fucking killed at that fucking clubhouse, dude. Get him the fuck out of here, dude, and both of them. I'm done with this, Branch County. You guys got my fucking money with the motherfucking lawyers and shit. I'm done with this, dude. Get my fucking money to me, you sorry motherfuckers. I don't care who's privileged with fucking little fucking fuckboy CEO in town that fucking ran a company. Or the other fuckboy that ran a bank. Or the fuckboy son that fucking runs a bank down in Indiana, CEO. I don't give a fuck. You guys better step the fuck up and get my fucking money to me now, you fucking fed motherfucking pig motherfuckers. So it's about to fucking go down with you. The fuck not me. I got so much on you motherfuckers and everybody else. I said step in. I reported it fucking 3 fucking times now. Get the fucking shit done. So, hey, man. I just wanted y'all to know. Remember, you guys been hearing me and shit about this. So, I just fucking remember how I told you about this phone being swapped out and all this shit going on and everything, right? Everything going on and shit, man. I was looking through my phone. I just figured this shit out, man. About, like, somebody fucking stole my last phone that had all my fucking good songs on them, dude. All my really good songs that I've been doing, you know, Lost Soul, the good ones, dude. The 10-minute fucking one that I did really good, freestyle, alternative events shit, you know. You know, fucking my dad has been paying fucking people off, literally. My dad has been paying people off, literally, to come and steal my fucking shit when I'm not here and there. What else has he did? This son of a bitch, literally. I have a girl, okay, you know what I mean, Silent Shady Fart, actually it's his, but he was so fucking bad this year with his stupid fucking worthless fucking Parkinson's and shit, because he's worthless, dude, he's a worthless fuck after I realized this now. I busted my fucking ass for him. I don't care, dude. I busted my ass for him, this sorry son of a bitch, dude. I busted my ass for him, everything in the fucking world I could fucking do for him. Guess what he does to me? Takes my share of my plant to make oil for myself because I have cancer, dude, and I have lymphoma and shit, dude, really, really bad and shit. And he sprayed this shit with fucking Raid or rat poison or something, dude, that made me so fucking sick, dude. It's unreal, you guys. I mean, so sick, dude. I tried to smoke something, and then freaking not even before that, how I realized this, dude, is my stupid mom gives me a fucking cigarette, the one that's mainly responsible for stealing the go-to bank card, the one that's responsible for thinking she's a big fucking hot shit and she can do whatever the fuck she wants. She's a scumbag fucking worthless bitch, not let my kids stay there. She keeps them in town at fucking the other scumbag's house, the low-life motherfucking in-laws, dude, that fucking started running this sex press or this sex fucking trafficking thing. You know what I'm talking about. We all talked about this before. He runs that fucker, dude. She won't even let him stay out there with me because he runs a motherfucker. So she forces my son to stay in town, forces him to stay at this house in town after she stole everything from me, dude. She has stole everything. She gives me this cigarette the other day It tasted like a carnation almost slash tulip. I don't know. It's a flower, dude. It tasted so bad, dude. And you guys hear it in my lungs right now. Every fucking since I smoked that cigarette, I've been puking up and coughing up like blood chunks, dude. Chunks and chunks, dude. Whatever it was, she tried to kill me, dude. She tried to poison and kill me. Literally. Why? Because I started catching her on doing everything, and I outed her the other night. I did a report the other night, dude. I literally did a fucking report the other night on her to the FBI, through the FBI and shit. And my phone's getting fucking rerouted so bad, dude. So bad, dude. That just, it is sickening, dude. It's sickening, dude. I know it's getting rerouted because the message never even went through. It never even went through. So she finds out. She told me, she basically told me, you have to report it. 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 She's a sorry piece of shit. So I do report it. Right after that, dude, she hands me that cigarette. A single cigarette. She never does. You know what I mean? I asked her for a cigarette. It tasted like a flower, dude. Like a fucking carnation or something really weird. And I only took like 3 or 4 hits. And I started noticing, like, you guys hear it in my lungs right now. You can hear it, dude. Whatever it was, it fucking almost killed me, dude. I literally left that house this morning, you guys. I left that motherfucker this morning, just walked down that fucking road. And I was thinking, I'm like looking through my phone and my anchor and my podcast and shit. My fucking sorry ass dad has been paying this little bitch morphines to run around that fucking house and steal fucking my fucking phones. He has this little whore there. Little fucking whore slut tola fucking bitch there, dude. Little fucking slut fucking bag bitch, dude. Paying her in fucking morphines and shit to run around and steal my shit, dude, and spray my fucking weed. They sprayed my weed down so I can't even make fucking oil, dude, for myself. And I need it for my fucking lymphoma and shit, dude. I need it, dude. Everything I do for these people is so fucking sad, dude. And then they want to try to lie and make a fucking false statement and shit. They're so low life, dude. The fucking low lifest fucking parents you could ever have are my two. My entire life, you know what this motherfucker did to me? 3 years old, I tried to go rescue my mom. He backhanded me and beat me across the fucking room, dude. 5 years old, he chased her down the driveway with me in her arms with a fucking gun to her head, dude. And fucking, I'm still screaming. You know what I mean? My whole entire life with this motherfucker, he is a scum. He's a low life fucking piece of fucking shit. Low life scum fucking bag, dude. He's a fucking scumbag, dude. Making my son do shit. Making fucking everybody. And how I know the sex trafficking thing, dude, is what it's all about and shit. After I fucking reported this and shit, dude. Not even fucking, after the scumbag went to prison and shit, my mom is literally sitting there fucking, her truck, my wife's truck in front of it, one of my good fucking other girlfriends and shit, dude, and fucking my mom fucking following these motherfuckers, dude, following these motherfuckers, like fucking, seriously, dude, how she took over and shit, fucking, she's a scumbag, and how he's a scumbag, they're fucking scumbags, I don't give a shit, you give me fucking slander if you want, I don't give a fuck, dude, this needs to get out to the public, because nobody's doing nothing about it. Nobody is doing nothing about it. My dad is a low-life piece of shit. He is scum. He is a fucking piece of shit. Paying this girl and fucking morphine to run around the house when I'm outside or out here. And they sprayed my fucking weed down with drugs. The same fucking thing, dude. I took one hit and I knew right away. It fucking killed me, dude. It fucking killed me, dude. I don't know what the fuck they're spraying it with or what, dude. But I got fucking shit so they can test, dude. Also, my cough drops, dude. They spray my fucking cough drops down with this fucking liquid. The oil that I had already made for myself, they sprayed that fucking shit down with this fucking shit. Every last bit of this shit, dude, to try to kill me. All to cover up what the fuck they did, dude. They try to come up with lie after lie after lie after lie. Every fucking thing they try to come up with is a fucking lie. My dad has been doing this since fucking 3 years ago, where he tried to send me down to a fucking clubhouse that I would have got shot at, dude. A fucking biker clubhouse that I would have got shot at. Literally fucking shot. Because he got outed for fucking stealing from me. If I ever stole from them and shit, I would fucking be in prison, dude. I'd be in prison, dude. I have no reason to fucking steal, dude. I busted my fucking ass for this motherfucker to have his fucking smoke because of his Parkinson's. And he goes behind my back and has this fucking whore bag spray my shit down. So I can't even have my fucking cancer oil and shit, dude. Literally, so I cannot even have my cancer oil. Paying her in his fucking morphine, dude. He's the biggest fucking scum in the world. Used to sell 300 pounds of fucking weed a fucking year that he got from a tunnel in fucking Arizona. He is a scum fucking bag, dude. Low life fucking scumbag. Cocaine, everything. 15 years old, my fucking mom starts handing me fucking cocaine chunks and fucking crack. I mean, glass fucking chunks, dude. Chunks of this shit. Fucking seriously, just to get up to go to school. Just to fucking get up to go to school. So I don't care who hears this. Whatever fucking charges you want to give me, if you fucking think so, I don't give a fucking slander. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? At least my fucking story got out. Because nothing's happened. I'm sitting right now. Literally, nothing, dude. I have nothing. My mom doesn't give a fuck. My fucking Marty does. No, Robin. Her name's Robin. She's a skag, dude. She's not my mom. She's a lowlife bitch, man. I don't give a fuck. She's a lowlife, dude. She is a fucking lowlife, dude. Seriously, a fucking lowlife. I don't care what I get. I don't give a shit. It needs to get out there. Slander ain't shit to fucking me. Marty, you fucking scumbag bitch. The most lowlife, abusive piece of shit my whole life, dude. Belts fucking to the back. Fly swatter, melt apart to the legs, dude. Just bleeding fucking my whole life, dude. Kicked in the face. Punched in the fucking mouth. A drill through my fucking mouth, dude. Mental abuse my whole life. I was called a worthless piece of shit my entire fucking life to him. A worthless piece of shit. Why? Because I went and tried to protect my mom. Seriously, that is the only fucking reason why. I don't give a shit about you guys. I could care less, you losers. Oh well, you're gonna die, and both of you are, you scumbags. They need federal fucking prison, dude. I hear them, dude, because all they do is hack my... Where am I here? My computer. Because they hack my fucking computer and everything. They're fucking lowlife. She's a fucking whorebag, slut fucking bitch, dude. I don't give a fuck anymore. They need fucking prosecuted to the fullest, and I'm ready to fucking testify against fucking Marty and Robin. I don't give a fuck, dude. I have tried to turn this into the FBI. I've tried to fucking send files. It doesn't matter if I call somebody, dude. They fucking reroute my phone number. I've sent emails fucking through stuff. I know they're rerouting emails on this shit, dude. They don't give a fuck. They're the most low-life motherfuckers I've ever seen in my fucking life as parents. The most lowest that you could ever fucking get, dude. I'm serious, dude. My dad has been having this fucking slut fucking sneak in and out. And somebody else, dude. I noticed the other night through the front door and shit. Fucking little whore, dude. Little fucking faggot bitch, dude. I know fucking he is. He's a fucking scumbag. He's a low-life piece of shit. Everything I fucking do for this stupid motherfucker and to spray all my fucking shit down, he's a fucking low-life piece of garbage, dude. He thought he was fucking some big king. Robin thought she fucking some privilege. You know what? He's the biggest pussy I've ever seen in my life. So anybody that's ever heard of Marty fucking Pussy Sebring, he's a fucking pussy. I don't give a fuck on slander. You think I give a fuck anymore? Not even fucking close on this pussy-ass bitch. He's the most low-life-ass fucking pussy in the world. I don't give a fuck on it. I really don't. How much it, slander ain't shit compared to what they're getting. They're getting fucking the rest of their fucking life. The rest of their fucking life in prison. I guarantee fucking to it now. Because every fucking thing I fucking tried to do or fucking fill out a report, dude. Nah, they're fucking worthless. I'm publishing everything. Slander ain't shit, bitch. It's nothing. Nothing. It's a big fucking fine slap on the fucking wrist and probation. Shut the fuck up, scums. They're trying to fucking do this. They try to put my kid in the middle of this to try to fucking get him killed. Robin sends him in fucking town. That way, if I do report something, he gets fucking... But it's not going to happen anymore. It's done, dude. This is done. Robin's fucking done the rest of her life. I don't give a shit. She's a scumbag fucking bitch. Low-life fucking scumbag. I don't care. She's a scumbag fucking bitch, dude. A worthless, trashed out fucking piece of fucking shit bitch. She stole this money to get a casino room. It's either at the Holiday Inn or the casino. At the Holiday Inn in Marshall or the casino or the Holiday Inn in Coldwater, dude. She stole my fucking money to get a fucking room, dude, with all these motherfucking girls, dude. And fucking her little video fucking shit, dude. And what else? Probably your bikers that you suck the fuck off because she fucking gives them all the fucking money. Nothing. I've never fucking seen this motherfucker. I never fucking nothing, dude. I don't give a fuck about her. I hate her fucking guts. I'm serious, dude. Feds need to fucking come in and get the fuck skanked fucking the way from fucking here. I'm done with her fucking shit. She is a scum fucking bag to try to fucking kill me, to try to fucking poison me and think it's fucking okay and then make up lies about why. She has to make up any lie she can because she's the most low-life-est fucking slut fucking bag bitch I've ever seen in my life. Who does this to their son? Who does this to the grandson's fucking dad and then makes sure that the fucking grandson never gets to see his dad, dude? No matter what. Why? Because if I die, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm a powerful motherfucker, okay? I'm a powerful dude. And it's not nothing like bad and shit like that in your life. It's people, you know what I mean, that I fucking came across in my life and shit that hate my fucking dad that are bigger than him. Hate his guts, dude. Hate his fucking guts, dude. For why? He thinks he's God. He thinks he's God, and he thinks you got to do everything he says in God. Why do you think I left at 15 when he finally put the drill through my mouth to force me to do shit, force my sister to do shit, force my mom to, he'd force us, dude, physically force us to fucking do shit, dude. Literally, like gun to my mom's head, he fucking threw her one time in the fucking garage and took a shovel and tried to spade her fucking head out, dude. Why? Because she came home from work and just wanted to use her fucking room after she worked her fucking ass off. But for my mom to do this to me and all I did is stick up for her. How'd I know that, huh? All I wanted to do is stick up for her, dude. And she fucking lets him still do this. And I'm thinking, like, why? I fold this bitch in half, dude. I will break this fucking bitch's bones just like when I did when I was 15. And then he had to run and grab a drill and put it through my fucking mouth. All the way through my fucking cheek, dude. Bleeding all over and shit, dude. Fucking seriously. And I finally left at 15, dude. I finally fucking left, you know what I mean? And now they're trying to do all this because of... You guys know how good I'm getting at the singing, man. You guys all know how good I'm getting at the singing, man. I mean, it's fucking sickening, dude, that they would do this. They took that fucking phone because it's got such fucking... It's got a lot of my badass songs on it, dude. Like 30 or 40 hours worth of fucking shit that he stole. And he's going to try to blackmail me for it again after he did this to all this shit to my weed that I can't even fucking make my oil and shit. He's going to try to blackmail me. He's a bitch, dude. Unless I go up and fucking see his biker club, no matter what, I have to go to his biker club, blah, 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 fucking thing. That's the only way he'll give me this, dude. He's blackmailed me since I moved in there. That's the only reason why he wanted me there, to blackmail me. Fucking lowlife, fucking scumbag. Like I said, man, I wish you guys would hear me. Feds need to step in, man. This motherfucker had 300 pounds of weed every fucking year from fucking tunnels, dude. Every fucking year he's a scum. He is a fucking scumbag. He needs to go down and die the rest of his life. He needs to die the rest of his fucking life. The rest of his fucking life, dude. I'm serious. I hope he does, and I hope she does too, man. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. They say I can't publish. I don't care about slander. Slander ain't shit to me, man. This bitch can eat shit and die. I hear her in my computer right now. How do I hear? I hear her in my computer because they have these fucking shit. They have the shit so fucking hacked right now. I mean, completely fucking hacked, dude. Beyond how? When I fucking don't lock my door every night in my fucking room, that's how they swap this phone out. When I don't fucking lock my door and shit, they swap my shit out, dude, all the fucking time, dude. This was swapped out a couple days ago, and I just noticed, like, why is my app here? Why is this here? You know what I mean? This was just fucking swapped out, dude. They're fucking pieces of fucking shit. They're lowlights. They fucking swapped it out, dude. Just to keep all them fucking songs on that motherfucker. To keep all the fucking songs on the fucking other fucking phone I had. And what else was on there? The other motherfucking report that I gave you guys. I put another report on here that I don't give a shit, dude. I don't care, you know what I mean? If I fucking slander your name, dude, I guess you shouldn't have fucked with me, because you know what you're doing to me? You're fucking killing me, so I don't give a fuck. You're killing my fucking kid. You're killing my kid, too. You're literally killing him on the inside. Doing what you're fucking doing to your dad. His fucking mom... Him and fucking another person, dude, said, I told you not to stay with him. I had nowhere else to go, you know what I mean? And I just want to be there to help him and shit. And they still fucking did this, dude. They still did this. They're fucking worthless, dude. I hope to God, if you guys hear this, don't ever, ever stick around for people that are going to fucking abuse you so fucking bad, dude, that they kill you, dude, and try to poison you and fucking try to make it your fault because they poisoned you and did so wrong. And I knew this was coming, dude. I seen it and I should have left, dude. They've did me so fucking wrong and feel so fucking bad that now they can't go back. They can't go back at all, dude. They can't step back at fucking all, dude. At fucking all. They drugged me and raped me, you guys. They fucking drugged me and fucking raped me so many times, dude. So many fucking times, dude. It's so fucking sickening, dude. I know they drugged me because I'd wake up like 10 hours later, dude, and shit like that, dude. And fucking is sickening, dude. And this bitch puts fucking cameras everywhere in this house. My mom, just to fucking see me and in my room and in the bathrooms and shit. That's CSC, dude. I don't give a fuck, dude. She's a scum fucking bag, dude. And also fucking wants me to masturbate for her at night in my fucking room, dude. She is a scum, lowlife fucking bitch. And she needs to go down the rest of her fucking life. The rest of her life, dude. I know there's cameras, dude. She sits down there when my door is open all the time. Says, let me see it now. Let me see it. Fucking let me see it. How fucking sickening, dude. She is a scum bitch, dude, for this. She's a lowlife fucking bitch that needs to rot in fucking hell. At least I have some evidence in case I die. Because my dad said, I'm going to fucking kill you, snitch. He fucking said straight up, I'll kill you, motherfucker. He did, dude. And he will, man. So just so you guys know, Marty Sebring, man, when I come up dead, Marty Sebring, dude, will fucking kill me for this. I don't give a fuck, though. I'm not going to sit here and let them poison me to fucking death and die, dude. Not when I'm fucking trying to do this music for you all on fucking charities and shit. I'm not going to let them do it, dude. So when I end up dead and shit, dude, it's Marty Sebring. Remember that. He said, fucking, I will kill you, snitch. That's exactly what he fucking said, dude. But he also fucking at that same time tried to say, dude, turn it in. I bet you won't turn it in. And I fucking had to finally, especially this time, dude. I only took a couple of hits off this cigarette the other day. And I can't even breathe, dude, if you guys can hear it. I'm just sitting here and can't even fucking breathe, dude. They poisoned me to fucking death, dude. To kill me, dude. Because I fucking finally turned fucking shit in that they stole. Go-to bank card fucking. It was literally, I get all fucking my mail and shit in the mail and shit. Like, I get a picture of it and shit. And fucking, I got the picture that day. And fucking, I'm looking for this shit, you know what I mean? Like, wait. And that night, I see the motherfucker ripped up in the fucking garbage and the card missing. And I fucking questioned her and she flipped the fuck out of me. I thought it was mine. Blah, blah, blah. Like, flipped out of me, dude. And I tried to almost, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm sleeping fucking on the outside now. I don't give a shit, dude. Not even by the fucking house. I don't give a fuck about them. They're lowlifes. They can eat shit. Seriously, they're dead as fuck to me at this point in life. And they always will be, dude. So if I end up dead, just remember Marty Sebring. And his fucking scumbag wife. He's a lowlife motherfucking pussy bitch. To blackmail me to get my phone back and all my fucking my recordings and everything. He's a fucking lowlife, dude. I can't wait till he's dead, dude. I really can't, man. He'll be in hell. At least I know I'm going to heaven if I die when he kills me, you guys. Anyways, I love you all, man. I'm going to try to record tonight and do a song. But if you can't hear me, I can't fucking do it, dude. Whatever they fucking put sprayed up my shit, dude. It fucking destroyed my lungs on the inside. Destroyed it, dude. Dipped it. I don't even know what the fuck they did, dude. I don't know what they did. I have no fucking idea. I took 2-3 hits, dude. And fucking, seriously, I started coughing up huge, huge chunks, dude. They're fucking low-life pieces of shit, and they need to die. Anyways, you guys, I love you all, man. I'll try to get on recording in a little bit. Love you all, man. Peace.